This call is being recorded.
John Hargrave from Bitcoin Market Journal with our analyst, Jessica Rodella, who will be talking through EOS. Jessica.
Thanks. So EOS is an interesting platform. Really, if we look at the problem it solves, it's an infrastructure tool that allows the execution of smart contracts to kind of bridge the gap between regulators and users who want privacy. So it's essentially a blockchain platform for the development of decentralized apps. And that may sound to you a lot like Ethereum, but the claim to fame here is that they are more user-friendly. At least they strive to be, because they provide operating systems and functions that make it easier to develop on the platform. So it's, you know, EOS is really trying to take the best of each existing platform. You know, Ethereum has computing and maybe lacks a little bit in scalability. And so that's where EOS is trying to come up and say, you know, we can provide the scalability in a user-friendly way. So if we look at the customers, this is where it gets a little tricky. A lot of, you know, they would be pooling from the same Ethereum customer pool. So that is a bit of a challenge for them. But if we look at the value story, the Ethereum model is tougher for development teams, like I said. So with EOS, it's a little easier to build apps in this web model, and they do it at a low cost and in the language that they want. So that's a huge plus factor for development teams. So let's go through here some of these things. So some of the things that the perks and the value around this is that you can use easier to understand languages. If dev teams want to use C# and C++, you can do that. And when it comes to the wallet, EOS moves away from jumbled text and you know, all of that, and provides a really seamless way to kind of read through addresses and things of that. They use delegated proof of stake, which means, you know, they have that method of consensus rather than the typical proof of work where the computer does all those algorithms to demonstrate transaction verification. So that's a big leg up above Ethereum. Ethereum is going to be moving to POS, but this is delegated POS that EOS uses, which is different and really tackles scaling in a new way. So the potential there is huge. I think there is a value differentiator. But that being said, you know, there are still regulatory risks. And if we look at the economics behind this, we're in a field where there are a lot of new players entering the field. There are a lot of substitutions. And one of the problems is that there really isn't a release date yet for this smart contract platform. So there are no, you know, decentralized apps or ICOs that can be actually developed on the platform. So while it has all these promises of, you know, enhancing scalability and user ease, Ethereum already has 800 decentralized apps on it. So if Ethereum can improve their scaling, it's going to steal the market completely. So that's my big concern with EOS. And so right now, if we're looking at that, you know, for consumers, people can choose between, they can develop on Ethereum, they can develop on Cardano. So that's a big gap for the EOS market. If we look at industry rivalry, you know, it's not going to replace other platforms like Neo because it's a different market. And you know, they claim, EOS claims that they're using quantum signatures that for their overall economic potential. I have them, you know, just above a 2 because I think that they really need to have a viable product before they can really, you know, bloom and blossom.
So much of the blockchain market seems like a land grab, and it seems like the faster you can get people developing on your platform, the more of a competitive moat that you have around you. And that's what you're saying is a lot of promise, but not a lot of action, whereas Ethereum already has that moat.
Right. And the thing is, I do think that at the end of the day, if they can, if EOS can get their platform up and running, that they'll work side by side with Ethereum, because if you think about it, they're really solving different problems. And I can kind of dive into this a bit more. Ethereum has, I guess, struggles a little bit about end user problems for applications. So whenever someone wants to use a smart contract, they would have to pay. So if we're looking at Facebook, for example, let's just say that someone were to put Facebook up on this platform. On Ethereum, the end user would have to pay if they wanted to update their profile picture or update a status. But with EOS, it's really the person who's delegating that smart contract. So it would be the corporation, Facebook themselves, that would pay to allow end users to leverage their service. And that's really how most businesses operate today. So for Ethereum, it kind of would make it difficult for the end user, whereas EOS has a different model for that. So we'll go down a little bit and look at the competitive advantage here. So, you know, they're currently running on Ethereum right now, but they're planning to transfer over to their own platform when it's, you know, secured and ready to go. And in theory, you know, it sounds like it's going to be great. It sounds like, you know, they're going to greatly expand the amount of transactions you can have per second. And they're, you know, they're not going to have any forks, so the development process is not going to be stifled. These are all things they're talking about, you know, delegated proof of stake as their new method of consensus. So there will be no mining, no miners, just delegates really to vote on updates as they come. And it just seems, you know, that there are a lot of positives to their platform, but like I said, it's not quite running yet, so it's hard to judge how deep that competitive advantage really is. So if we look at the contacts and networks, you know, there are a lot of key partnerships here. So they have, you know, Bitfinex, Fembushi Capital, Blockchain Capital. Block One is going to put $1 billion towards funding projects on the EOS network. So that's huge. They have a lot of backing and funding and all of that. And if we look at, again, the lead time advantage, they're late to the game, but they're going to build something great from the ground up. Whereas, you know, Ethereum's taking a long time to improve scalability because they're already running and have so many people on the network. So it's hard to kind of, you know, fix all these things as you come, whereas EOS is starting from ground up to make all these enhancements. If we look at the entrepreneurial team, one thing, I mean, they're based in the Cayman Islands, which is kind of funny because you think that's where people go to dump all their money. But, you know, they do have a strong leadership and talented team. Dan Larimer is their CTO, and he's, you know, the CTO of Block One and the co-founder of Steemit and BitShare. So he has created existing platforms that work, which is good. So even though they don't have their own platform working yet, he has experience doing that. Which I think is really strong. And it's unclear who their development team is going to be. And one of the things that was concerning to me is that Larimer suggested he might leave the project once it's complete. So as of now, we only know that he's one of two developers. And if he's leaving, that doesn't really provide a strong team base. So there's that. If we look at the white paper, it's pretty solid from a technical perspective. And it seems to be pretty straightforward and honest about knowing what they know and not knowing what they don't know. If we look to the token, you know, it definitely requires one. It makes sense for businesses that are, you know, existing as digital. They have a token supply of 900 million and are going to be transferred over to the EOS blockchain within 6 months, is what they're claiming right now. So that's good. If we're looking at, you know, whether this is a value-added token or if it mimics others, I think it can be a bit broad right now in terms of applications. It's kind of unclear in terms of what the tokens will be used for. They don't have any rights right now, so or features to be used on the platform. So there's really no value other than the stake of ownership. But again, once the platform is made, they might eventually be used to pay for services, but it's a little convoluted right now. So let's see. The functioning product, when we go down to that, there's really no platform, like I said, at this point. So if Ethereum gets, you know, their scaling together, they're going to take the market right there. So they're expecting their release in June, but until then, it's kind of tricky.
And that's June 2018 for those listening later. Okay.
Yes. Yep. So I think that, you know, it's tough. When we go to our reviews, I don't know that this is a long-term solution. It just might be the first on the market right now that's striving to support high-use applications at scale. So this might be, you know, they might be the first of their kind when it comes to this innovative platform. but it's not quite working yet. Someone else might come on the sphere and try to, you know, produce something that works quicker that people can actually develop on. And we'll have to see. I think, you know, short-term potential is high, but long-term is a little bit lower.
So a riskier buy because the future is quite uncertain at this point.
Exactly.
All right. Jessica Rodella, talking about EOS for Bitcoin Market Journal. Thanks.